Can you hear?
How's that?
Just talk a little bit.
Just talk a little bit, okay. You know, the one thing I feel is really missing on the island, something really beautiful, is a feeling of gratitude. And that's where the goodies are, is in that feeling of gratitude. It's a beautiful feeling. That feeling of gratitude is what everybody is looking for. It's what warms your heart. And when you have what we have, to not feel an inner gratitude for it is really silly. Because we're the only ones who are missing out. Because it's our feeling. It's our beautiful feeling. And when you start to lose that feeling of gratitude, you're losing the very essence of what we have. In that feeling of gratitude is knowledge, is clarity, it's understanding, it's what lets you continue the evolution of our inner conscious state. And I know that when Sid and Barb decided to go away for a holiday, I felt gratitude at the opportunity of having this next 3 weeks to take a look at what we have. We have so much, and we get so used to it that we lose that feeling. And you know, like the people that are coming in now, people from all around the world, are really coming in at a high level. Famous people, like world-renowned people who are truly respected, are coming here to the island and are listening with respect, true respect, to what we have to say. And they feel gratitude for what they're finding. It's a time for us to truly look and find the feeling of gratitude for what we have. Because that's the only feeling you can share with others. People don't find gratitude in just trips, in ordinary trips, because it's not real, it's just a trip. So when you find gratitude for this, for what we have, then you can truly share it with others. It's the only way you can show people, you can show mankind what we're talking about. It's the only way, because they've seen and done everything else. The only thing they haven't seen is truth. And we have that. And not that we have it personally, because that's where a lot of us get into trouble. Our outside life changes and everything gets better and we get healthier and everything. And we think that somehow we have something to do with it. I don't know why, but somehow we think we are doing it. And then it goes. It just goes. But the deeper you go into that feeling and understanding where it comes from, that we really are spiritual beings, that really is a spiritual universe, you're safe. Because you surround yourself with facts, spiritual facts, feelings. When you really begin to perceive that inner reality, you have like an understanding of everything that goes on. Whether you know anything about it in the outer world, like the mechanics of it or the workings of it, with that inner understanding, you just see how life works. It gives you such ease in your life, because wherever you go or whoever you meet, you can talk with them. Eh? Doesn't matter if you know what they're talking about. Even you just see where they're coming from, and it really. Oh, it makes your life so smooth. That's really a nice thing to have. Not many people have that. And it's nice to know that we can all have that. You know, it's funny, though, that people even think of the words, eh, of what to say. Because it honestly doesn't matter what's being said. It's the space. Like if nobody said anything and just enjoyed that beautiful high space together, everybody would find what they were looking for. Because to have that space, you have to have a quiet mind. And it's in the quiet mind that the spiritual reality comes forth, eh? Shows itself. It's where all the understanding that everybody's looking for comes. You know, everybody separates and itemizes different things that people think they're looking for. And when you talk to people at seminars, they say, I hear you, I know what you're saying. And not just at seminars, at any time, to anybody. Yeah, I hear you. And then they say, well, what about this? And it's the very thing you were saying. Like, people honestly don't believe, don't realize that everything comes under the heading of truth. Like, everything, every kind of understanding comes under one thing. Because once you tap that inner consciousness, you're tapping that original mind, eh? That one truth, the original mind. And it knows everything. See, it's the very presence of that consciousness on the island that is drawing the rest of the world to look at it. Because there's nothing else like it that we've ever seen. We've heard many talk the same way we talk about levels of consciousness and this kind of thing, but we've never yet seen anybody who has even a clue of what we're talking about. That feeling of gratitude is where it's at, without a doubt. Without that, it's nothing. It's just nothing. And I know when I lose that feeling of gratitude, it's nothing to me. And then somehow that feeling comes back in again and it just wells up inside. And you feel super, super grateful for it again. And it gets deeper. Like it always, always gets deeper. We all know that by now because we're still here and we've all changed and we keep changing like it's a never-ending thing. Like what we see here is the illusion, eh? And yet it's very real to us. And the spiritual side of life is intangible. Like you can't see that, eh? So like it's one against the other, and yet it's from the spiritual that everything comes. Like we all know that as well to different degrees, even though a lot of us don't want to acknowledge it. Because we see how the conscious level works and how our level goes up and down and that when our level rises, everything gets better. Now, that's not something we've done. That's something that the conscious level has done. So we all see that. And it's simply seeing that deeper and deeper so that you just give up the little ego trips or any self-importance and you just let the conscious state do it. Like, I honestly know that the more I become aware of this, the less I know. That's what it feels like, for sure. I think, golly, like, I don't know anything. I haven't got a clue about life. And yet. It's beautiful to see life as an experience. That's all. Like whatever comes, just as an experience. That's what I felt this 3 weeks was going to be, for sure, was an experience. But like I was super glad for it. Like I could hardly wait for tonight because I really wanted to experience this and just see what would happen. That's a tremendous way to look at life, is just to experience it. Really experience it, then. You're not missing it very much of it, eh? Because you're just right there, right now. You really experience it, then. You're not missing it very much of it, eh? Because you're just right there, right now. It leaves you free and open. So you just see it. You don't judge it. You just see it as an experience, and you learn from it. Oh, yes. You definitely have to want it, for sure. Because even when you want it, sometimes it's difficult when you're equal in there. It's always difficult. But you've really got to want it. And lots of people say, well, I want it, but, it's not happening. And that's not true. If you really want it, really want it, you've got it. Without a doubt, you've got it. If it's not happening, there's something going on. There's something wrong there someplace. There's a lack of honesty going on. But, like, you learn to click into that really fast because you get so used to that beautiful feeling and that beautiful space where your life is really smooth and, you know, a beautiful way to live, and you just don't want the other. So that as soon as it comes in, there's something going on. And you just, again, you just see it. You don't judge it or get into it. You just see it and come out of it as fast as you can, because unless you want that feeling. But less and less you want that feeling. It used to be the other way around, for sure. The time is so right, like it has nothing to do with us. The time is so right for mankind to be further evolved, eh? For it to really find some peace of mind, and just the fact that this is all happening to us shows that it's time. It doesn't take much, eh? Like it took 1 second experience for Sid for all this to happen. And when he used to talk about it going out into the world, I thought, well, I'll never mind what I thought. But I didn't believe it. And now, in such a short time, to see it going out like that, ah, it's beautiful. You know, it's nice to watch in the next little while, like to catch yourself when your mind is becoming filled with all kinds of little tidbits of gossip and details and stuff, eh? Have enough courage to put a stop to it. You know, honesty is the most precious thing you can have. With honesty, like you're really looking at yourself with honesty, you've really got something. Gives you freedom, honesty does. Because dishonesty is used to defend the ego. And honesty just cuts it all away. Really, it gives you tremendous freedom. It's hard defending that ego. It really is. You know, what's beautiful is, like, we've talked psychologically for a long time. Like, with psychologists and psychiatrists and this whole thing, eh? And this is where a lot of people have stopped growing, is because they've just gotten stuck in the details of that, eh? They've forgotten where it's come from in the first place. Like, it's really beautiful to take a look at that. Because when you take a look at where it's coming from, it lets you use both of them. Because the psychological approach is really like it's the explaining of what's going on in the inner reality. And when you're explaining workings of the mind, you're explaining it from beyond the mind. But the most powerful is the spiritual, because that's where it comes from, and that's before the mind. It's before the thought. It's that space. So if you can keep going in there and showing them this is where it's at, then that's what they'll pick up on. Otherwise, it's just like the explanation of the mind. And that's fascinating. Like, that's really fascinating. But if you get stuck in there, it's not good. You've always got to find out where it comes from and acknowledge that. That's the hardest part to acknowledge. Like, everybody likes to get in and talk about the mind and how it works and, yes, and this thought and that thought and, yes. But to acknowledge the spiritual reality, that's where people shut out. That's what people are scared to acknowledge, is that it is a spiritual reality. For sure, it is a spiritual reality. For any of this to be happening is the proof of that. And the more you acknowledge that, the more proof you have. See, it's only proof to ourselves that we have anyways. Like, and when we see that protection building up for us, and when we begin to feel safer and safer and safer, that's where we'll be coming from. Is that safe spot. So don't be scared to acknowledge that. And like at first, when you start to do that, when you start to talk about a spiritual reality, it might feel kind of funny. But then all of a sudden it begins to feel really incredible. Because that's the strength. It's funny, isn't it, that it should be the intangible, the invisible, that's the strength. That's the power, eh? But that's where the faith comes in. To get that first inkling, that first glimpse of what's going on. Is having faith in the intangible, in the invisible. Because like a feeling is intangible. And yet, people set great store by feelings. There'll be many, many people who come to the island who really see what's going on and click in at a super high level and just share like mad. Like, the opportunity to share is always there. And it's just sharing with yourself, like using your knowledge for your own benefit. Because, you know, when you use it for, like, it sounds selfish when you say to use it for your own benefit. But when you use it for your own benefit, you're using it for the benefit of mankind. Because in reality, that's what you're doing. You're using it for yourself. But because we're all the same, when one person is doing it, or a few people are doing it, then the rest of the world can see how it's done, eh? Just by example. Do you know what? I'd just like to have a coffee now. I think that'd be really nice, eh? Mm-hmm.